The lives of four women, one man, and an unborn child were lost Wednesday night when two gunmen ambushed a backyard cookout in Wilkinsburg. Three other people were injured. Two remain in critical condition at UPMC Mercy. Allegheny County District Attorney Stephen Zappala.
It was premeditated. It was calculated. It was planned. It's just a brutal murder. It's one of the most brutal I've seen. You know, I've been DA for 18 years. I haven't seen something like this during my tenure.
Just one day before the shooting, Borough Councilman Michael Rose posted recent crime statistics for the police department on his Facebook page. Aggravated assaults and motor vehicle thefts were up, but arson, robbery, burglary, and larceny were all down.
People said, oh, Wilkinsburg, oh, yeah, that stuff happens all the time. No, it doesn't happen all the time. You know what I mean? It's not really who we are, but it's what people think that we are.
At nearby Wilkinsburg High School, teachers and administrators are trying to help students deal with the trauma. 90.5 WESA Sarah Schneider visited the school and brings us this report.
Wilkinsburg High School is also in a time of transition. Next year, students will attend Westinghouse Academy in the Pittsburgh School District. Acting Principal Sean Johnston says she is working on a strategy to help students cope.
It's a lot of things right now emotionally being thrown or at the children and staff. So taking it one day at a time.
The district's crisis management team was alerted of the situation, and counselors are available for students. Johnston has instructed teachers to watch for signs that students need a break or are having trouble concentrating.
After the funerals, then you're going to need some supports, because by then it will be reality to most students who are not able to process it right now.
In the meantime, she says she wants the school to be a safe place that offers students a sense of normalcy. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.
And now a look at how the community itself is coping. 90.5 WESA's Noah Broad attended a prayer vigil last night near the home on Franklin Avenue where the shooting occurred.
Standing outside the house at 1304 Franklin Avenue where gunfire broke out Wednesday night, the four church leaders read from the Bible, prayed, and led those gathered in the hymn, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Preachers also spoke of the importance of coming together in the wake of a tragedy that took the lives of one man, four women, and an unborn child. Reverend Nancy Chalfont Walker of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church told the crowd of about 30 that their prayer meeting, not the shooting, was representative of the town.
Look around you. This is the real Wilkinsburg gathered here right now.
Her words echoed those of Reverend Rita Platt of South Avenue Methodist, who said Wilkinsburg must now come together as a community.
There's not a religious separation. There's not a separation of council people. There's not a separation of neighborhoods where we might live. The only separation is that today we are standing here praying for victims. But tomorrow we could be that same victim.
Those huddled under umbrellas in the unrelenting rain represented a cross-section of Wilkinsburg's diverse community. Young and old, black and white, all gathered arm in arm, hopeful of the power of prayer and song in the face of tragedy. I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA.
Those who died in Wednesday night's shooting, 35-year-old Jerry Shelton, 37-year-old Tina Shelton, 26-year-old Sade Mahoney, 27-year-old Brittany Powell, and 25-year-old Shanetta Powell, who was pregnant. Her baby was due in May.